Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the third week of Lent, March 14th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of Luke, where St. Luke writes, "Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector." Jesus tells this parable, St. Luke says, to those who are convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. That single line already places us inside the story. Before a word is spoken by either man in the temple, the Lord has named the spiritual danger, the quiet certainty that I am right, and that others are not. Two men go up to the temple to pray. Both are religious. Both believe in God. Both are doing something objectively good. Yet only one of them goes home justified. The Pharisee stands apart. His prayer is polished, confident, even grateful. He says, "I thank you, God, that I'm not like the rest of humanity." Notice the subtle shift. He is speaking to God, but he is really speaking about himself. His virtues become his credentials, his fasting, his tithing, his obedience, all of them real, are transformed into a measuring stick by which he judges others and reassures himself. He does not ask for mercy because he does not believe he really needs it. The tax collector, by contrast, stands at a distance. He will not even raise his eyes to heaven. His prayer is short, unadorned, almost painfully honest. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He brings nothing to God but his need, and that, Jesus tells us, is enough. Here is the great paradox of the spiritual life. Humility is not thinking less of ourselves. It is telling the truth about ourselves in the presence of God. The tax collector does not deny his dignity. He simply refuses to hide his brokenness. He entrusts himself not to his performance, but to God's mercy. Lent exists precisely to unmask the Pharisee who lives quietly within each of us. We may not boast out loud, but we compare. We keep score. We draw lines between us and them, between the faithful and the fallen, the serious and the careless, the righteous and the rest. And if we are honest, we sometimes prefer a God who rewards our effort over a God who forgives freely, because forgiveness levels the ground beneath our feet. But Jesus insists, wisdom begins where self-justification ends. The truly wise person knows this. Everything we have is gift. Our virtue is grace at work. Our repentance is grace awakening the heart. Even our desire to pray is already God praying within us. The Pharisee's tragedy is not that he fasts or tithes, but that he no longer listens. He has nothing left to receive. The tax collector, emptied of illusion, becomes a vessel God can fill. As we continue this Lenten journey, the question before us is simple and searching. When I stand before God, do I come to be admired or to be healed? Do I defend myself or do I surrender myself? Jesus ends the parable with a sentence that should never stop unsettling us. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. This is not a threat. It is a promise. God does not humiliate us. He frees us from the exhausting burden of pretending we are already made whole. May our Eucharist today teach us the prayer of the tax collector. May it loosen our grip on comparison and self-importance. And may it form in us the quiet, luminous wisdom of those who know they live by mercy alone. Let us pray. Merciful Father, you look not upon appearances, but upon the heart. Free us from the illusion of self-sufficiency and from the temptation to measure ourselves against others. Give us the grace of true humility, the courage to stand before you as we are, poor in spirit, honest in need, and confident only in your mercy. As we continue this holy season of Lent, teach us the wisdom that comes from repentance, the joy that flows from forgiveness, and the peace of those who trust entirely in you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection and prayer today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we reflect over a passage from the Gospel read at Mass and apply it to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.